Are you ready for 60 bone-crunching minutes of inside info and expert analysis? It's the fantasy football coverage real handicappers crave. Packed with stats without going into sudden-death overtime. So get off the sideline and get into the game. There's no stopping the Power Hour.
Welcome to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. How you doing, guys?
Doing great.
Yeah, good time, good time.
I was happy to see NFL kick off.
All right, it's a big opening weekend, but there was some bad news for you. How's Troy Polamalu doing?
It looks like he's going to be out 3 to 6 weeks. The best news, what was encouraging, is he's not going to have knee surgery, but he is going to have to sit for a little bit, and he's the guy that makes that defense roll and tick and have the heart. He's the heartbeat of the defense.
Right. That's what makes that defense special. Rick, your Tar Heels, they survived on a last-second safety against UConn. You feel okay about them?
A win's a win. You know, that's why you got to look at that. That's a little bit of struggle, though. You should feel like you ought to be able to do a little stronger than that against Connecticut. But we knew going in it was going to be a defensive team.
It was kind of an odd game. It was kind of an odd game. Playing at UConn, they tend to make games low-scoring and ugly. Might have expected a little bit more. I needed two more points, but that's neither here nor there. But it was a huge opening weekend in the NFL. There's a lot going on this week. Last week on the show, I gave you 9 picks, 8-1, including 6-0 in the NFL.
So congratulations there.
I'll have 8 more picks for you today. You don't want to miss those, including my lock of the week. Daryl Owenby of SECRivals.com will join us to talk SEC football. We'll cover all the college and pro fantasy football you need for this week. And this week on the Bay Bracket, we're going to talk about the musicians region, and there's no telling what Rick has in store for us again this week.
I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun, whatever.
If you want to chime in and give us your opinion, email radio@sportsoverload.com. That's radio@sportsoverload.com. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/sportsoverload. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com. First up, we're going to talk a little pro fantasy football when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Sick and tired of your dry, cracked feet? Tried everything you can find to heal them? Try OmniBalm Daily Foot Therapy with tea tree oil. It works. Tea tree oil has antiseptic, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory properties. It's powerful, and OmniBalm has 13%. That's more than twice as much as the other foot creams. OmniBalm's non-greasy and has effective moisturizers that really penetrate into rough, thick skin. Your feet will feel softer and more comfortable after using it for just a few days. OmniBalm's great for anyone who wants healthier feet, and it's especially helpful for diabetics who have to take extra care of their feet. Friends and family of the pharmacist who developed OmniBalm have been using it for almost 20 years, and now it's available to the rest of us. If nothing else has worked on your feet, try OmniBalm Daily Foot Therapy. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. To order, call 888-99-OMNIBALM or visit OmniBalm.com. That's 888-99-OMNIBALM or OMNIBALM.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com. That's SportsOverload.com, premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Now, it's time to talk a little pro fantasy football. Some things went as we thought. Drew Brees was fantastic. Adrian Peterson was fantastic. Some things didn't. Matt Forte scares me. Joe, does he have any chance at all this week against your Steelers to put up any numbers?
Actually, I think he does. I wouldn't necessarily start him, but, you know, he'd be a good alternate, you know, maybe a flex player. Matt Forte is a guy that's strong in not only the running game but the passing game. So he's a good option where he can pick up some points, you know, either way there.
Well, see, that's how he was last year, and I agree 100% on him. The problem that scares me a little bit in week one, he did not catch one pass. And that scares me. I hope that doesn't continue because against a team like the Steelers, he's not going to top 100 yards rushing.
Right.
Hopefully he'll get a red zone carry and he'll catch a couple balls. Right.
I do think, you know, they're liable to check down a lot this week. The pressure that Pittsburgh puts on, if I'm a quarterback, I'm throwing to the running back a lot this week. So, you know, I know a lot of people are talking about sitting him. I'm starting him. You know, you used a first-round pick on the guy. You got to start those guys. You don't overthink it. You do. You know, you drafted him to start him every week and do it. So that would be my take.
Right. And let's move on to another situation, a guy you drafted in the first round that you probably have the same attitude about, LaDainian Tomlinson. Is it time for Darren Sproles, or are we still feeling the LT bandwagon?
I think, LaDainian Tomlinson is hurt right now, and he's not going to get the majority of carries. I think over time this week, Darren Sproles will get the majority of carries. So he's
also
a guy
playing
that
Baltimore. It's not a good matchup.
It's not a great matchup, but once again, Darren Sproles is a guy that not only, you know, can do it in the running game, but he can do it in a passing game. So Darren Sproles is a guy that I would put in.
Yeah, I do have him. I have LT on my sit list this week. He's a guy one of those first round picks I would put on the bench. And it's just such a terrible match. I mean, that Ravens defense is the Ravens defense still. That didn't change. And that's, you know, the upside to an LT owner is maybe Sproles plays a lot in this game and gets hurt. 2 weeks from now, LT's the man again.
And Rick, when you talk about overthinking things, the Ravens defense did give up a ton of points last week. So that's one thing that comes to mind for me.
That's weird. Yeah, I would have never guessed in a million years that final score would have been 38-24. I was thinking 16-10.
Yeah.
Maybe.
A lot of weird scores in that game.
It was a very, very unusual game. Now, a guy that has me very concerned, Rick, I want your thoughts. Steve Slayton.
Yeah, and I've got Slayton in a league, and I'm very concerned about that one as well. I'm at this point, I'm just throwing last week's game out as just a bad week, and let's see what happens this week.
They are playing the Titans. Yeah, another one that's not an ideal matchup.
Not a great matchup, but, you know, I think the pressure's on him a little bit. The pressure's on Houston to show we really aren't what happened last week. So I look forward to come back.
I think you're right on there. I think part of it's not just Steve Slayton's fault. Everybody, well, not us, but a lot of people jumped on the Texans bandwagon. We didn't, for the record. But a lot of people jumped on the Texans bandwagon as they're going to be this year's breakout team. And the Texans, well, they were still the Texans. And I think Steve Slayton his production was a side effect of the Texans not being a very good team last week. So let's talk about some guys that you want to pick up.
Somebody I think is due for a really good week this week. It's a good matchup, and a guy that looked like he might be ready to finally break out is Darren McFadden. He looked good against the Chargers, I thought. You know, a lot of quickness and everything looked there. Good matchup against the Chiefs. I think this may be his week to really step it up.
Hopefully he can break one there.
And I'm going to go along those same lines. I'm going to take his backmate there in the backfield, Michael Bush. I think, you saw those guys split carries, and I think the same trend continues there where they continue to split carries, and Michael Bush is more of a pounder. But if he gets an open field, this guy can break, and he can make some long runs.
Right. Hopefully Bush will get the red zone carries there. Now, a guy I like, you know, I always can spot a guy that's going to put up points against my Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I've got him down.
Trent Edwards is on my list. He looked all right against the Patriots. If he looks all right on the road at New England, he's going to slaughter the Bucs this week. He'll at least get double figures. Surely he'll put up 12 to 15 points in there. I'm taking Trent Edwards. If you need a quarterback, and in some leagues I do, I've got Jay Cutler. I think Jay Cutler against the Steelers or Trent Edwards versus the Bucs. I'm going Trent Edwards this week. Not for the rest of the season, but for this week I'm taking Trent Edwards.
Yeah, Brad Jackson looks like a pretty good player too.
He's not going to be that guy that you want 3 weeks from now when Marshawn Lynch comes back. But for this week and next week, Fred Jackson's a guy that you can get on your team, and he's going to help you give you double figure fantasy production. Now, another guy on my Bucks that I wasn't expecting to look so great in week one, the Cadillac.
Yeah,
Cadillac Williams. 13 carries, 97 yards, and a touchdown. He seems to be the guy in Tampa, but how long will it last?
You know, that's a guy that had a lot to prove last week, and you wonder how much of that intensity came from, I'm going to show I'm back. How much, you know, can he maintain that? I'm betting against it.
Right. You just have to figure in the next 2 or 3 weeks he's going to get hurt again somehow. it never seems to last. The thing that concerns me, a lot of people drafted Derek Ward a little higher or maybe Ernest Graham a little bit later on there, and they seem to be, for the time being, in the they're forgotten about a little bit. A guy that I drafted, but a lot of people didn't, Mike Bell. Pierre Thomas, we have no idea what's going on there. I'm trying to figure this out. I'm about to go down there and spy on him down there in New Orleans. But what do you think about that situation?
Bell looks like a really, really solid player right now, and I think Thomas is probably behind him when he does come. Whenever he comes back, whatever's up there, I do think Bell's a good play.
And Reggie Bush almost seems forgotten.
That's what I was going to mention. You know, what do you guys think of the situation there? Reggie Bush, he's non-existent, and he's supposed to be the guy. I know he's not the guy that's going to carry between the tackles, but he didn't even seem to catch the ball or do other things, return punts, other things that he
right.
has value for.
You almost completely forgot about him. And actually, for fantasy, he's to the point where you should be able to play him at wide receiver. He shouldn't even count as a running back anymore. He lines up in the slot,
right.
catches more passes than he does gets carries. He should be a wide receiver in your leagues. You should be able to have that option. I'm petitioning that right now as we speak.
You know, if the Saints' offense wasn't so good, people would really be clamoring about what a wasted draft pick that was. But, you know, it's just easy to overlook it when you're doing what they're doing.
Right. Of course, their defense could really use a Mario Williams right now. They could really use that help on defense because they don't. If you take Reggie Bush off their roster right now, same thing.
Right.
They'll miss a beat. But Mario Williams would make them a lot better team right now. Now, another guy, speaking of the Saints, that I'm not sure whether to buy in or not, is Jeremy Shockey. He had 2 touchdowns in week one. As he started to figure it out, is he getting back to his old self? Will he be happy for just a little bit?
This week, you don't play him. I mean, he is traditionally against the Eagles, stunk it up. And I think he will again this week. In the last 4 games against the Eagles, he's got 70 yards, 0 touchdowns. So I think that's what you should expect, is about 20 yards out of him. Again, another guy with a lot to prove last week. He probably proved it and will sit the rest of the season. You know, I don't want him.
Right. And a couple of defenses. We got to give the other side of the ball a little love. I love the Packers' defense this week versus the Bengals. I love the Redskins' defense this week versus the Rams. Those are a couple of defenses. If you need one, you should probably pick up.
A guy that kind of popped out to me, too, is Knowshon Moreno versus the Browns. I think that's probably a good play if you're looking for a running back or a flex spot particularly. That's a good guy to fill in right there.
And also, the thing was with the Broncos, how about them? They're staring 2-0 right in the face. Who would have thought that?
Well, facing Cincinnati that first week, I expected the Broncos to win. I didn't expect that game to be as close as it was.
Or as low scoring.
Right, but you have a case of two teams that really stink there. And one was able to stink just a little more than the other one, I guess, outlast them in stinking.
And they should be, you know, thankful for the little present they got, Brandon Stokley catching that ball and running it back there at the end.
What a weird way to end a game.
That was one of the craziest plays I've seen. Now, one thing that I have to ask, what in the world happened to Jake DeLome? What happened?
Yeah.
Has he having girl trouble, you know, anxiety? Did his dog die? What happened? Like, I'm just kind of curious. He just fell off the map.
Overnight, this guy, his game has fallen off. When they went to the playoffs last year, you know, everybody has bad games. He had a bad game in the playoff, but then they give him a 5-year extension, which I really didn't understand. I can see
bad
maybe
timing.
Yeah, I can see maybe 2 or 3 years, but you have a 34-year-old quarterback, you give him a 5-year extension, and then he comes back and stinks it up again, and the head coach seems to not be in control of the situation where he can actually sit the guy. Because of the extension,
right?
You have to go talk to the ownership.
You're financially committed to him,
right?
And they don't even have a worthy backup. I think it's Matt Moore is their backup. They're not going with Moore. They're going to have to stick with DeLome no matter what. They're stuck with him.
That's a team that we thought was going to go out and get Michael Vick, and that's a team that should have gotten Michael Vick.
Right. And we also thought they might back around the draft. I thought they might draft a quarterback, but they didn't. Now, Rick, that leads me to my next point. What does that mean for Steve Smith?
Boy, you know, it's super talented guy. If anybody is going to be able to make it through that, it's him. You know, it's a guy that can score, hand me the ball. You know, he can score in so many different ways. He can get open long. He can break the short pass and go long with it. I'm not concerned about him yet. I think he'll be able to make his fantasy points.
If Calvin Johnson can survive with Matt Stafford, Steve Smith hopefully can survive with Jake DeLome. Now, Rick, talk to me about last week, your sleeper of the week with Cedric Benson.
Yeah, it just was a great matchup. And, you know, you saw a guy that was going to get a lot of run. Denver cannot stop the run. That wasn't so much about Cedric Benson as it was playing against Denver. And, you know, that's a guy I like. I got another sleeper of the week up on the website. Go to sportsoverload.com and check that one out. Last week would have paid big benefits for you on on Benson. So same thing this week. And this guy's probably on your waiver wire. This
right.
is a guy you probably can go
right.
get.
You can pick him up at 11:45 on Sunday morning.
Probably
He's a deep sleeper. But doesn't mean he won't pay off big benefits for you. Go to sportsworldo.com. Check out Rick's Sleeper of the Week. We're up against the break here. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Up next, we're going to talk a little college fantasy football. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
Be a part of the fastest growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? The HomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for the Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. The HomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's the HomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, the HomeImprovementNet.com.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your leaf guard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the leaf guard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for leaf guard.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Now, it's time for college fantasy football. Love some good college fantasy football. Let me recap real quick the top scores from week two. Aaron Opelt from Toledo, that was a guy we told you to go out and pick up. 319 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, 109 yards rushing, and 2 more touchdowns against Colorado.
He's fun to watch, too. That's a fun guy to watch.
Right.
Play.
You love watching Toledo play in the Class Bowl. But how bad is Colorado? They're pretty bad, I've got to say.
That was not pretty.
And then Ryan Williams was the top running back from last week, 164 yards and 3 touchdowns against a pitiful Marshall team. Marshall barely beat Southern Illinois the week before. And the top receiver, he's on my fantasy football team, Marty Gilliard, Cincinnati, 111 yards receiving, 2 touchdowns. He had a rush touchdown. He had a kick return touchdown. 35 fantasy points from my main man, Marty Gilliard. Now, on a sad note, another top running back went down in fantasy football land. Eugene Jarvis of Kent State. Pound for pound at 5'5", 160, the best running back maybe ever. 4,000 yards rushing and receiving total over his career, and he didn't even get to play his senior year. He would have been totaling around 5,500 yards probably in total offense over his career. Ridiculous numbers. And he had a kidney injury. Golden Flashes head coach Doug Martin, hopeful he'll get an additional year of eligibility since he went down so early in the season. I hope that happens for Eugene Jarvis. He's a great player, good kid. Hope you see it work out for him.
That'd be like a sixth year.
Right, he was a fifth year senior, so it would be a sixth year of eligibility. That is true. Now, Rick, who's some sleepers you're looking at this week?
The guy I'm really high on, and there's just been so many injuries amongst the tight ends. It seems like every big-name tight end is out. Dennis Pita, better watch out. That's the guy on the list that seems like next injury coming up. Doran Dickerson, at tight end at Pitt, is a really interesting story. As a freshman, he was a wide receiver kick returner. Then as a sophomore, he was a linebacker. And then last year they moved him back to tight end, and this year he's just blowing up at tight end. He's a freak, athletically. He can run with the wide receivers. This is a guy that he had a huge weekend last week. So far this year, he's got 97 yards, 4 touchdowns. So this is a guy you want to get on. This is kind of how college fantasy football is played, is making those pickups during the season, and this is the guy that you need to get on.
All right, Joe, you got anybody think we should pick up off the waiver wire?
Well, if you haven't already gotten Tate Forcier, he's a guy you need to go get. I was so impressed with him. He's a freshman quarterback who was able to bounce back after throwing an interception against Notre Dame when it looked like Notre Dame may have had that game in hand, and he led his team down the field, a couple of scores, won the game in the end, and Notre Dame seemed like the more talented team, but this guy was able to put the team on his back and carry them to a victory.
And they've got a very fantasy-friendly matchup this week against Eastern Michigan. He should put up some big numbers, so that's a guy you want to go out and get. You know, and there's some guys you want to start this week if you're on the fence. I've got a little start sit for you here. Darrell Clark versus Temple. Darrell Clark was a middle-round quarterback. If you've got him as your backup, you might want to play him this week against Temple. Bo Levi Mitchell, SMU's quarterback, playing Washington State. My backup, because my starter, Case Keenum, has a bye this week. I'm kind of sad about it, but I'll hopefully get over it. I'm going to put in Tim Hiller from Western Michigan because they play Miami of Ohio. They've been outscored about 80-0 in the first 2 weeks of the season. Miami of Ohio is terrible. So, actually, it's 90-0. They lost 42-0 against Kentucky, wow. And they lost 48-0 to Boise State.
Wow.
They've been outscored 90-0 in 2 weeks. Western Michigan, even though Western Michigan's 0-2, they'll still kill Miami of Ohio. Tim Hiller's a guy I'm starting. Some guys you want to sit, Zach Lee of Nebraska at Virginia Tech. And actually, this may shock you a little bit, but we just raved about Aaron Opelt. But they play Ohio State this week. Ohio State doesn't get in shootouts. They win games. They win games 24-17 or 20-14. They don't win games in the 40s. That game, Aaron Opelt might put up a few numbers, but he's not going to put up the numbers he did last week against Ohio State. A couple injury notes: Omar Clayton of UNLV, sprained knee. Matt Asiata of Utah, the running back. They're playing Oregon. I think Utah will beat Oregon. We'll get to that later. But Asiata has a shoulder injury, and that's a guy you don't want to play this week.
You know, a guy that I'm sitting, and I'm really not sure what's going on down at LSU, but, you know, Charles Scott, they're talking about playing fullback, turn him into a blocking back, and he's all for it. You know, it's great for the team, but, geez.
Awful for fantasy.
Yeah, that's a tough blow.
It's like, no, we don't want that at all, right? And if, you know, you're probably a week behind, and hopefully you can still grab him. Like another SEC guy is Ontario McCaleb, the little running back from Auburn. We mentioned him last week. If you hadn't got him yet, go grab him now.
Jimmy Clausen, I mean, that's another good play this week against Michigan State. A lot of good skilled players around him. I mean, he's got great receivers to throw to. That's a guy I would look at playing this week.
Right, especially when Notre Dame plays those service academies. They're going to put up some good numbers there. And another guy with a great matchup this week, I talked about Darrell Clark playing Temple. Evan Royster should get 3 or 4 touchdowns against Temple, the running back. He's a guy you have. But with running backs, you're shuffling in and out every week. I know I've got 5 or 6 good running backs that I have to do. Every week, it's crazy which one I want to pick. It's like picking lottery tickets. But Evan Royster seems like a safe bet this week versus Temple. Up next, we're going to have Daryl Owenby of SECRivals.com. We're going to talk a little SEC football, a lot of big games this week. Daryl has some great insight. If you're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Daryl Owenby of SECRivals.com.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's gotta drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for 2 bottles and 1 can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers' tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for 2 bottles and 1 can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? TheHomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for The Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. TheHomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's thehomeimprovementnet.com. Check it out, thehomeimprovementnet.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. With me on the line is a man who knows a little bit about SEC football, Daryl Owenby of SECRivals.com. How you doing, Daryl?
Hey, Ron. I'm doing great today. How are you doing out there?
We're doing great out here, hoping to put together a little football talk. Now, let's through 2 weeks so far in the SEC, you know, has anything just really jumped out at you, shocked you? Has any team really exceeded your expectations?
As far as an overachiever, Auburn, to tell you the truth, has really jumped out at us. We were looking at them back in June and July thinking that they could have an above-average season possibly, you know, especially with the addition of Gus Malzahn as offensive coordinator.
There you go.
They have absolutely looked fantastic in the first two games.
Right, and you have a power rankings on SECRivals.com. Where do you have Auburn ranked in your listings right now?
Right now, Auburn, we had them moved up to fifth. At the start of the season, back in the preseason, you know, they were down in around the 10 range after the first game, you know, didn't really play really stiff competition at all, and they inched up a little bit. And right now, they're sitting fifth, which is, you know, almost in the middle of the SEC. But considering, depending on who you talk to, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that honestly thought that Auburn might only win two or three games this entire season.
Wow, I was not one of those people. I thought they'd be okay. They've exceeded my expectations. I didn't think Gus Malzahn would get his offense going that quickly. What do you think about West Virginia coming to town this week? What do you think about that matchup?
That matchup is a really good test for Auburn, especially, you know, at this stage in the season. You know, you're rolling into the third week. West Virginia beat them last year. Auburn blew a lead. I really don't know how, considering how bad their offense was last year.
Right. Auburn got off to a good start in that game in the first half, and then West Virginia kind of took over and ran away with it. And West Virginia, speaking of them, we don't really know much about them yet either. They did okay last week. I got a win over, I think, East Carolina. They haven't really done much yet either. So this is a first true test for both teams, and I think the winner of this game has to be taken seriously in their conference.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
The winner of this game has to be taken seriously in their conference, I would say, because neither team has really been tested yet. So another game though, you know, that I'm definitely excited about. I'll be at this game. Georgia Bulldogs going to Fayetteville to take on the Razorbacks. Georgia's, you know, they've had a tough schedule, and Arkansas's had a bye week. What do you think about that matchup?
That matchup should be a really good game. You know, Georgia went out to Stillwater first game of the season. You know, we found out the week after that Joe Cox had the flu, that flying in on a separate plane to keep him away from the rest of the team. You know, they came out really flat with a team like Georgia. You know, Oklahoma State proved the point. Limit the run, take away A.J. Green, and you can absolutely stop that offense dead in their tracks. Then on the other side, looking at Arkansas was another one of the teams that we were looking at that could potentially, you know, quote-unquote overachieve this season. Those players have 2 years under their belt, you know, a year and a half under their belt in the Petrino system, and they finally have a quarterback that can actually run the offense in Ryan Mallett.
Right. Ryan Mallett looked very impressive in his opener, 17 of 22, 309 yards and a touchdown, up towards the top in the nation in efficiency. So that's a game that I look to be very close, or, well, maybe close. I look for Arkansas to have a good game there. And Florida-Tennessee.
Go ahead.
Florida-Tennessee a little bit. Is Tennessee going to stay within 50? Do they have a shot at all in this one?
There's been a lot of contentious debate on that. A lot of it is going to come down to the quarterback play at Tennessee, which, you know, in the first game, they played really suspect competition in Western Kentucky. Crompton came out and looked fantastic. The fans at Tennessee were just, they couldn't believe it. And then they came out against UCLA, three interceptions, a fumbled snap. He would have had a fourth interception if it hadn't been for an offsides penalty. If Tennessee comes out and establishes the run and sticks with it and limits Crompton's role more to a game manager, yeah, that they can make sure that they can stick within the point spread.
it has about the only shot they got.
I don't see them having any kind of a shot of, you know, actually winning this game. But if you look at last year's game, the point spread was 7 points. Florida wins 30-6, but at halftime, Tennessee has a yardage advantage in that game, but they're down 20-0. They fumbled at the 2, they lost it at the 1 on downs, and they made the mistake of punting the ball to Brandon James.
Right. Well, Florida seems to do. They seem to have dynamic special teams and defense where they make extra plays. And I would say the thing that worries about me that this game is if Florida gets up 17 points, and you're talking about Tennessee trying to run the ball and have Crompton be a manager. If Florida gets up 17, 21 points early and Crompton has to start throwing the ball more, then I can see it really snowballing, some pick sixes, and it really getting ugly for Tennessee in this one.
Yeah, it very well could. That would be the worst possible scenario for the UT Vols is to fall down, you know, early, 17 to 24 points. If they had to go to a passing game, I would not be shocked in the least to see Crompton pulled in favor of Nick Stevens.
Right. And, speaking of Tennessee, last week that was the only slip-up me and you had. You've let me be on your picks panel at SECRivals.com. I'm appreciative of that. We both went 9-1, and our one slip-up was Tennessee, so I'm a little bitter about that. Those balls, and I'm a little angry. I hope Florida kills them this week.
Yeah, we were too. My cohort at SECRivals.com, we struggled with that pick because early in the week, you know, we were both like, you know, Tennessee's going to win. They're going to win by at least 2 touchdowns. Then by the Tuesday or Wednesday, we weren't sure. By the end of the week, one of us picked UCLA. The other one picked Tennessee. And then we finally, literally, when the picks panel was posted, I was on the phone with him, and we were still trying to decide because there was just not a really warm, fuzzy feeling. We knew that the point spread was tight for a Neyland Stadium game, and looking back on it, oh my goodness, you know, we never envisioned that many turnovers and that sloppy of play coming from that offense.
Right. It was frustrating to watch, I'll say that for sure. Hey, I got a quick question about Alabama. And you know anything about Julio Jones in that situation?
Julio Jones, the last I heard, was still questionable. I've talked to a couple of people late last night that said that he was most likely going to be a game-time decision. You know, of course, the way that Saban is running everything down there right now is he doesn't want anything leaked. They try to
keep Belichick
everything
style
under wraps, and we're just going to have to wait and see.
Right. We've got about a minute left. I want to ask you, who did you pick to win the SEC to start the season, and how do you see it now?
To start the season, overall, we picked Florida to face Alabama in the SEC championship game.
There you go.
With the possibility that the West is really unsettled. It's a three-team race coming into the season as we saw it in the SEC West, Alabama, LSU. And believe it or not, with the potential of a team like an Auburn or an Ole Miss, depending on how they, you know, they could either be the spoiler role or they could pop up. You know, you could have a two-loss team in the West. Looking at it now, you know, Florida has some holes. They're not a world-beater team by any stretch of the imagination. But right now, we are still going with the Gators.
All right. I think you're probably right about your preseason prediction there, Florida and Alabama. Well, we're wrapping up this segment. I give a special thanks to Daryl of SECRivals.com for coming on and giving us a little insight to the SEC this week. Thanks, Daryl. Now we're up against a break.
I appreciate it, Ron.
All right, thanks. You're up against a break here. You're listening to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. The Bay Bracket's coming up next. You don't want to miss that.
Be a part of the fastest-growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains.
Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your leaf guard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the leaf guard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for leaf guard.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by sportsoverload.com. Let me tell you about Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Now, if you haven't heard of Miracle Glaze, it's the choice for car dealers and professionals in the detail industry. The big problem with most tire dressings is they sling off your tires and back onto your paint job. It's a mess, and you don't want that. Nobody does. So Miracle Glaze introduces new technology that never stains and never slings. It bonds to your tire surface within minutes, no wiping necessary. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Check out MiracleGlaze.com.
We love the guys over at Miracle Glaze. You definitely want to go on there and check out the sling test to show you that it really does work the best at MiracleGlaze.com. Now, for the Bay Bracket, last week Rick had some crazy stuff in store for you. We can only hope that he can top that again this week. Now we're in the Musicians Bracket. Our number one seed, Beyonce, goes up against 16-seeded Nelly Furtado. Joe, any shot at an upset here?
No, no shot at all. Nelly Furtado goes down. Beyonce, number one seed, she's gonna roll to victory.
There you go. Rick?
You know, I got a lot of grief last week about the way I picked things. Everybody wants me to take this more serious.
I thought it was great.
Everybody says, you know, this should be based on which one's the hottest girl. So here's what I've done.
This will be good.
I've looked at this thing. Nelly Furtado lives in Canada. Beyonce, a lot of time spent in Houston. Obviously, she'd be a lot hotter in Houston than she would be in Canada. I'm going Beyonce. She's got to be a lot hotter.
Nice.
Oh, boy. All right, for our 8-9 match, well, for us, I'm going to take Beyonce. It should be Beyonce there. But for our 8-9 matchup, we've got Britney Spears at number 8, Mariah Carey at number 9. Joe?
Now, this was a hard call for me. These ladies, they're well-deserving of an 8-9 because that's the closest matchup. And I started thinking, you know, who would I have the best time with? Who would I love partying with the most? And so in that aspect, then it had to be Britney Spears.
Wow. I was not expecting that at all.
Yeah, I think if you went out and party with these two ladies, Mariah Carey can be a little bit of a loon. And Britney Spears is in her own right as well. But I think you'd have a better time partying with her, so I'd go with Britney Spears.
Pretty cut and dry for me. Britney Spears is from Louisiana. Mariah Carey from Long Island. Obviously, Louisiana is much hotter than Long Island.
You could also, spin that and say that women are a lot prettier in the South. That could also be a way to go about it there. I'm going to go with Mariah Carey. You both took Britney Spears. I'm going to take Mariah Carey here. Well, I'm picturing Mariah Carey in her prime probably 10 years ago. That would be, if it was that versus Britney Spears, it'd have to be Mariah Carey hands down. Right now, it's really close, but I'm going to give Mariah Carey just because of the good old days.
That's the classic case of both ladies bouncing back here.
Right. And then now we've got our 5-12 matchup, Gwen Stefani versus Shakira. An interesting odd matchup there, those sneaky 12-5 matchups. Joe?
I'm going to go with Shakira here. I love me some Gwen Stefani, but I think I'll use Rick's theory here. It's a lot hotter in South America than it is in California, so I'll go with Shakira.
Yeah, it's not even really that close. She's, you know, Gwen Stefani's from Fullerton, California, average temperature 77 degrees. Shakira's from Colombia, average temperature where she's from 90 degrees.
Not even close. Man, I'm the oddball again. I'm taking Gwen Stefani, no upset special here. Gwen Stefani, I actually, you know, almost ranked her a little bit higher than 5, but I'm going to go with Gwen Stefani here. And our last one, and I'm scared to hear what Rick's got to say about this one. We've got number 4 seed Rihanna versus number 13 seed Hillary Duff.
This one wasn't even close for me. No brainer. Rihanna.
Okay, this was actually close for me because Rihanna's from Barbados, 83 degrees average temperature. Hillary Duff's from Houston, average temperature 79 degrees. But it gets hotter in the summer in Houston than it does in Barbados. So I'm just going to go with the more attractive woman and pick Shakira. Oh, I'm sorry, Rihanna. Pick Rihanna there, the more attractive one.
There you go. He's going with Rihanna. I'm going to stick with Rihanna, too. Hillary Duff, you know, she's nice and cute and all, but Rihanna, much sexier in my opinion. And that's this week's Pay Bracket. If you want to chime in, we want to get your vote. Vote at radio@sportsoverload.com. That's radio@sportsoverload.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/sportsoverload. We're up against the break. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com. Rick's done it again. Only time can tell what he'll do next week. Stay with us.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high-gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Sick and tired of your dry, cracked feet? Tried everything you can find to heal them? Try OmniBalm Daily Foot Therapy with tea tree oil. It works. Tea tree oil has antiseptic, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory properties. It's powerful, and OmniBalm has 13%. That's more than twice as much as the other foot creams. OmniBalm's non-greasy and has effective moisturizers that really penetrate into rough, thick skin. Your feet will feel softer and more comfortable after using it for just a few days. OmniBalm's great for anyone who wants healthier feet, and it's especially helpful for diabetics who have to take extra care of their feet. Friends and family of the pharmacist who developed OmniBalm have been using it for almost 20 years, and now it's available to the rest of us. If nothing else has worked on your feet, try OmniBalm Daily Foot Therapy. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. To order, call 888-99-OmniBalm or visit OmniBalm.com. That's 888-99-OmniBalm or OmniBalm.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Now it's time for what you've been waiting for, picks. Last week, killed it, 8-1, picks offered. On the website overall, 21-13 through 2 weeks, picking every top 25 spread, 18-14 against the spread in the NFL, and opening weekend picking every spread in total. Every pick is free at SportsOverload.com. You don't want to miss out on that. First up, the Nebraska Cornhuskers go play at Blacksburg, Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech is a 3.5-point favorite. Joe, what do you think?
This was a tough game to call here. I see two dominant defenses. The offense is not really getting involved in this game. I think Nebraska's offense is just a little bit better, and they can stick within 3.5 and possibly win this game straight up.
Taking Nebraska. Rick, what do you got?
You know, I'm going to go Nebraska also. I think Virginia Tech's offense is just so sluggish, and I think – really, Tyrod Taylor needs to just start running the ball a little bit more, quit trying to be that drop-back passer and be what he is, and I think that would help the team more.
Right. I say Nebraska is not battle-tested. All they've done so far is beat up on two solid Sun Belt teams, but it's two Sun Belt teams at home. I look at Virginia Tech. They got their tough game out of the way. They bounced back last week against Marshall. Ryan Williams is a difference-maker at running back. We mentioned him earlier in the fantasy segment. Keep in mind also, Virginia Tech went up to Nebraska last year and won at Nebraska. I'm taking Virginia Tech -3.5. They won't roll. It won't be a blowout, but they should win between 4 and 7 points. I'm taking Virginia Tech -3.5. Next up is a tough one. Cincinnati at Oregon State. The game is a virtual pick 'em. Depending on where you go, either team could be the favorite depending on the line movement. Cincinnati or Oregon State? Joe, what do you think?
I'm going to go with the upset here, and it's an upset because it's not on their home field. I'm going to go with Cincinnati. Oregon State has a lot of players that are returning in their starting positions, especially their quarterback, which I'm very impressed by. But I'm going to go with Cincinnati here, and I say they get the win on the road.
Right. Yeah, I just thought OSU struggled enough with Las Vegas that that made me weary. That's not a very good UNLV team, and they struggle a little bit with them. So I'm going to go Cincinnati as well.
Right. Well, Oregon State, that was an odd game last week at UNLV. They survived. They were up 20-7, went to sleep. UNLV scored two touchdowns to get up 21-20. Oregon State kicked a game-winning field goal to win by two. I needed them to win by 7.5, but I'll whine about that some other day. Cincinnati flying across the country to Oregon State. Oregon State has an underrated home field advantage. They're tough at home. Head coach Mike Riley is one of the most underrated head coaches in the country. I'm taking Oregon State, who actually, hopefully I can get them as a dog plus one. Hopefully you can get them as a dog wherever you're making your wager at. Oregon State plus one is where I'm taking. For our third game, Florida State, who struggled a little bit with Jacksonville State last week, goes out to Provo to take on BYU. BYU is a 7.5-point favorite. This line will probably move. You should get on it fast.
And I think I'm going to go with the home team here as well. I'll go with BYU. Their offense is explosive, and I know Florida State has athletes on defense, a lot of lateral movement on that defense. They can they got a lot of speed, but I say BYU late gets the cover.
And I'm going BYU and laying the points there. I don't think Florida State will be able to pressure the quarterback at all, and that's going to be a disaster there. And that they're going to put up a lot of points. If you can't make him move around, if you can't make him throw when he doesn't want to throw, he's going to kill you. So I'm definitely really high on BYU on this.
Right. I think BYU is a team on a mission, and I also think that if you take Florida State off the jersey, there's not the same level of NFL talent that the Seminoles have had in previous years. I think the talent level and the speed on defense has dropped just a little bit. And also, BYU has an underrated home field advantage. There will be 65 crazy screaming Mormons going all over the place. BYU minus 7, and I think they cover easy. I think this is in the 31-10 range. I don't think this is close. Taking BYU minus 7.5, easy money. Now, the ABC headline game, Texas Tech at Texas. The Longhorns want revenge. Texas is a 17.5-point favorite. Joe.
And I think that's where it starts, with the revenge factor. Texas Tech has lost their quarterback, Graham Harrell, and Michael Crabtree. And those were the two guys that made the offense run last year. But Taylor Potts, he's a system guy, so he's going to put up some numbers. But I say with the revenge factor there, Texas gets the cover at home.
I'm going to take Texas Tech and all those points. The 17.5 points is a lot to me, and it will be a high-scoring game, so maybe the 17 points isn't that huge when you think about how many total points are going to be scored, but I still think, I think Texas wins, but I think Texas Tech will cover. I do like Texas experience. These guys have been there and they've done it before, but that number's just too big for me to pass up.
Right. It's a game that intrigues me because you look at last year, for example, it was a very similar situation when Texas Tech was playing really well. And then they go into Norman, and people are like, well, I'll take the points for Texas Tech and hope it's close. Then Norman just absolutely destroyed them. But I'm going against history here. I think Texas Tech, because of that system, people think they're not as good as they were last year. They lost Crabtree and Harrell. Forget about that. It's a system. Mike Leach is going to put up points with whoever he's got out there with that system. Taylor Potts is playing fine. I'm going to go with Texas Tech plus 17.5. Even if it's not a close game the entire way through, the back door is wide open for a backdoor cover. Let's say they're down 21-24 late. Especially if you get the hook there at plus 17.5. And it's a 24-point game. Late touchdown, 17-14, cut it close there at the end. Texas Tech plus 17.5. I think they'll give a solid effort against Texas. Moving on to the National Football League. 6-0 for you last week. Got three more winners coming up for you again this week. We're going to start off with the New England Patriots, who looked a little sluggish on Monday night. They're playing against the Miracle Kid, Mark Sanchez, in his first home game in New York. Jets are a 3.5-point home dog. Joe?
I think, a lot of people are looking here at Sanchez saying he's going up against the Patriots defense and Bill Belichick, the defensive-minded guy who's going to strategize against a rookie quarterback. But the Jets are going to run the ball more so here and play good defense. So I say the Jets stick within 3.5. I'm taking the Jets.
Yeah, everything Joe says makes sense to me, and that seems like the right play to me, but a rookie quarterback versus the Patriots seems like a mismatch to me, and I've got to go ahead and take the Patriots in that.
Right. Sanchez, he did look great. He looked phenomenal in week one. But how much of it was just a bad, awful day from the Houston Texans, and how much of it is Mark Sanchez really being that good? Because there was times where, yeah, he made a touchdown throw, but there's a couple times where that guy was wide open, guys running loose in that Houston Texans secondary, because that's where the Texans really have weaknesses on defenses, in that secondary. And Mark Sanchez took advantage of that with guys running wide open. If Sanchez does play as well this week, I'm sold. Sanchez is my guy. I'll ride him all year. But until they do it this week, I'm sticking with the Patriots minus 3.5. So now, up next, the Baltimore Ravens playing the San Diego Chargers minus 3. This is a close one. Joe?
Yeah, this was a hard call for me simply because the Ravens at home did not look good against the Kansas City Chiefs. And, of course, the Chargers didn't look good against the Raiders. But now you have the Ravens going across country, like we talk about all the time, going across country to play against the West Coast team. So in that aspect, I'm going to go with the home team here, and I say they get the cover, Chargers minus 3.
I say I'm going – this one I didn't think was – of the ones we're calling today, this was the easiest one for me. I think the Ravens will win straight up. I don't think this is even – I think Norv Turner's offense fits perfectly with what the Ravens want to have happen. Rivers likes to try to make that risky throw. And against the Ravens, that's an interception. And if you throw it in the wrong place with Ed Reed, it might be a touchdown. I think the Ravens cover this, and no problem. This is a good one.
Right. I think this is one that's so close, it depends on where you're placing your bet and any kind of line movement. If that pops up to Chargers minus 3.5, or if it pops down to Chargers minus 2.5, I think that makes a huge difference in how this thing can play out. I think it's that close. However, Ravens defense didn't perform quite up to par last week. I think the Chargers, they just have those weird games once in a while where they get off to a slow start and survive. I'm going the Ravens flying coast to coast. I'm going to take the Chargers minus 3 and hope the Chargers survive. And Darren Sproles and LaDainian Tomlinson, between the two of them, are able to manufacture just enough balance for Phillip Rivers to have time to throw and not be completely one-dimensional. I'm taking the Chargers minus 3. Now the Sunday night game, a big one here, NFC East rivalry, the New York Giants playing the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys are a 3-point favorite. First regular season game, the new Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Joe, who do you like?
This was the easiest call for me. I like the Giants. And I know you can't score compare, but just looking at the way the two teams performed last week, I think the Giants look much better than the Cowboys. Cowboys played the Tampa Bay Bucks, who are not a good team, and they didn't look good for three quarters, and they came on at the end.
Yeah, I'm going with the Giants also. Traditionally, Dallas has not performed that well against the NFC East teams, especially against the spread. 2-8 in their last 10 against the spread in NFC East games. The Giants looked really good to me. You know, they were throwing the ball when they needed to throw it. They were able to control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. This looks like a pretty dang good team to me. I'm going to take the Giants.
I would say as far as talent, it's identical. It's even. And when that happens, the home team gets a 3-point edge. So I would say the line is perfect on the money once again, same with as the Ravens Chargers game was. However, I think the stadium will be rocking. I'm going with the Cowboys minus 3. I think it's going to be an electric atmosphere. Now coming up next, I'll have my lock of the week. Don't go anywhere. I cashed in for you so far, 3-1 on the season, giving away locks of the week. I'll have another one for you when we get right back after the break. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com.
Be a part of the fastest growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's got to drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailer's tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Now, keep in mind, sportsoverload.com is going to give you daily fantasy football analysis in both college and pro for free. We're going to pick every top 25 game against the spread. We're going to pick every spread and total in the NFL. It's all for free. You don't want to miss it. Now, for my lock of the week. Last week, I gave you the Vikings -4. They rolled easy. I'm 3-1 on the season with my locks of the week, 75%. This week, I'm going out on a limb a little bit more, but I still like it. Arkansas Razorbacks are a pick 'em against the Georgia Bulldogs. Bulldogs have had two straight tough games. They lost against Oklahoma State, who then lost to Houston. They survived against what I think is a very mediocre South Carolina team. And then they've got a tough game again the week after against Arizona State. Georgia's schedule is really tough. They're banged up. They started to get a little bit of the injury bug. They're ranked 12th in the SEC in offense, 11th in total defense. They're up towards the top in penalty yards. I don't think they're that good of a team. Meanwhile, Arkansas, they're rested off of a bye week. They're at home on Saturday night. Arkansas rolls here. Am I crazy, guys?
I don't know about roll, but, as a pick 'em or whatever you're able to get it at, hopefully you are able to get it at a pick 'em. Mm-hmm. I have Arkansas, and I think they can win this game by 10 points or more. But, I'm not sure they'll win, three touchdowns or so. Rick, more of your thinking.
Rick thinks I'm crazy.
I just think my biggest concern is Arkansas hasn't seen the speed they're going to see. They haven't seen the players with the skills they're going to see. Missouri State was
awful.
Yeah, that's a high school team almost. This could be a little bit of a rude awakening for the Razorbacks when they see what's coming at them through the rest of the SEC.
Well, the thing that's encouraging to me about the game is Georgia's defensive backs are struggling, through the first two games. And what did Arkansas do best in their game? Threw the ball all over the place. And that's what Razorback fans have been calling for, for the last 10 years.
Right. I like Bobby Petrino having a bye week to draw up some crazy plays to go against Mark Richt and the Georgia Bulldogs. I like Arkansas here. 38-21, the final score. I'm going out on a limb here. Nobody agrees with me, but hey, doesn't matter. We give a special thanks to James Ford, our producer. He always does a great job keeping everything running and smoothly, nice and easy, even though we drive him crazy. But, everybody survives. Give a thanks to Daryl Owenby of SECRivals.com. He came on, did a great job, gave us some insight into the SEC. We certainly appreciate that from Daryl Owenby of SECRivals.com. Remember, visit sportsoverload.com for every top 25 and NFL winner for free. So far, total, I'm giving you 39-27, picking every top 25 and NFL winner. That's 60% through 2 weeks. Give me anybody else that can pick that many games and pick 60%. I doubt you'll find anybody. Daily pro and college fantasy football analysis. Where else can you get everything for free at sportsoverload.com? You're listening to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis.